It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
You know, I was thinking about who I thought were potential contenders to win the ACC and the SEC come college football season. And so I decided that we would talk about that at some point during the show. It's not going to be right now, but at some point during the show, I'm going to jump into both of those conferences and tell you contenders that I, well, teams that I think are legitimate contenders to win each conference. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Florida Gators got a big boost to their recruiting class this last week, and they needed it. You know, Napier, I think, was like inside the top 30 maybe in recruiting, but that's not where he needs to be as far as getting folks to Gainesville to have retention of his job. He's year 4 or 5 of this thing now. And he won 8 games last year because he won the bowl game. 7 regular season wins is the most that he's done since he's been in Gainesville. At some point, that song and dance will wear thin in Gainesville. He's got to progress. He's got to get the program back to where they're winning 10 games consistently and competing for SEC championships. That's the goal in Gainesville for the Florida Gators. They have handed that to Billy Napier, and you know, like 5 wins, 6 wins, 7 wins. That's basically what he's done. He's got to have some signature wins too. We haven't seen that. I guess the big win over Tennessee last year certainly helped him. But they landed a huge recruit, 4-star tight end Hezekiah Kent. From Brunswick High. And so I specifically want to talk about Hezekiah Kent, local kid from this area, from, you know, the footprint of this show, right? I want to specifically talk about him and what I feel like that he is going to bring to Gainesville. Now, for those of you that don't listen to this show often or at all, and this might be your first time or here and there, so I do this show from St. Simon's Island. I live on St. Simon's Island. So what that means is by default, I get a lot of exposure to the football programs in this area, specifically in Glynn County, which is where I live. Brunswick High is in Glynn County. So I've had a chance to venture over to Glynn County Stadium, between the bricks, as they like to call it, down this way. I've had a chance to watch Hezekiah Kent play a good many number of games. I'd say I've watched Hezekiah Kent more than a handful, maybe 5 or 6 times I've watched him play in his career at Brunswick High. And so what that tells you is, since I've only seen him play and I live in St. Simon's Island, that I don't just go to Glynn County games. I go to games everywhere. But I've seen Hezekiah Kent play 5 or 6 games. I've seen Hezekiah Kent be completely taken away out of the offense. I've seen Hezekiah Kent completely dominate a football game. I have seen both sides to Hezekiah Kent. Pros and cons. Now, he is rated the number 11 athlete in the country. That's impressive. But here's the thing. He's rated the number 11 athlete because he is basically an offense. He's the size of an offensive lineman who can run and catch, who has a ton of physical athletic ability. He is an uber athletic kid that is the size of an offensive lineman, which makes him extremely dangerous. But there are some things with him that are good and some things I think that he could work on. The things that I like about Hezekiah Kent is, number one, his size. He's impossible. Not extremely difficult. He's impossible to cover. You can't cover him with a linebacker because of the height differential. You're talking about this kid's like 6'7", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", something like that. So a normal linebacker is not going to be able to hang with him in the middle of the field. Also, the thing that Hezekiah presents that is problematic for covering him with a linebacker is his ability to run. I'm just being honest here. I don't see Hezekiah Kent with elite speed, but for a kid that is probably around, 280, 300 pounds, somewhere in that range, and 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", the speed that he carries that big frame with is impressive. Now, I don't think he's got elite speed, even for a tight end. I don't think he has elite speed, even for a tight end. I think it is good speed. I think it is speed that makes it difficult for a linebacker combined with his size to cover. So that is one of the things that he brings with him. Now, if you try to bring the safety up to cover him, yeah, probably athletically and speed-wise, a safety, you could probably creep in the box and cover him from the tight end position effectively with a safety. But as you know, if you bring a safety into the box, you are asking for trouble down the field. When you're sneaking a safety into the box, putting, eight guys in the box essentially to try to cover Hezekiah Kent, not to stop the run, because that's typically what you do when you put eight guys in the box, but to stop Hezekiah Kent or cover him, you're opening yourself up to some potential problems down the field. Covering him with a corner, this is the same thing. A lot of times you'll see safeties that are taller, lankier, right? So I think that a safety is probably your best bet to cover him with. The corner is going to be a little smaller. Speed-wise, the corner will be able to stay with him, I believe. But jump balls, stuff over the middle, when you throw the ball to his frame, to the height of his frame, that's a problem for a corner as well. So these are some of the positives that Hezekiah Kent is going to bring to Gainesville as a pass catching tight end. Now remember he was being recruited by everybody under the sun, but not everybody under the sun wanted him as a pass catching tight end or even as a tight end. There were some schools that were trying to talk him into just strictly being an offensive lineman, which he did not want to do. He wanted to go to a place where he was going to be used as not just a blocking tight end, essentially an extra offensive lineman, but as a tight end that was going to fit into the offense and be a weapon. So there were four schools, Florida State, Miami, Texas, and I don't remember the other one. Florida State, Miami, Texas, and Florida, the one he committed to, right? Those four schools had basically told him, if you choose to come here, we will use you as a pass-catching tight end. So he had narrowed it down to those four, and then earlier in the week, he decided that he was going to go to Florida. Offense, and here's the connection. The offensive coordinator at Florida some of the offensive staff, or a guy on the offensive staff at the University of Florida, had also played at Valdosta State with former Brunswick High coach Sean Pender, who, of course, is great friends with current Brunswick High coach Garrett Grady. Now, here's the connection. Not only are they friends, but Garrett Grady, when Sean Pender was in Pierce County in Blackshear coaching the Pierce County Bears, Garrett Grady was his offensive coordinator. When Sean Pender was hired to leave Pierce County and come coach at Brunswick High, Garrett Grady followed him from Pierce County to Brunswick High as the OC. While Pender was coaching the Pirates, Grady was the OC at Brunswick the entire time. When Pender resigned from Brunswick and took the job at North Hall up in North Georgia, Grady became the heir apparent and stepped into the head coaching football role, and he's been the coach there ever since. So there is a connection there from Valdosta State, which I think was something that Hezekiah Kent liked and felt comfortable with, and so he committed to the University of Florida. Now, some things that Hezekiah can work on, right? He is a fantastic blocker. He is. That is you know, not something that he needs to work on. The one thing, if you want to nitpick, the one thing that I think that he could improve vastly on is his route running. With his size and his frame and his difficulty to cover, his route running at the high school level doesn't have to be as crisp as it will need to be in the SEC. So one of the things I think he can improve upon is his route running. And I'm not saying he's a terrible route runner. I'm just saying that there are some things there that he can improve upon with his route running. Everything else, great hands, great size, good speed. And I think that his speed will get better once he gets into an SEC training program. I think he'll get faster. I'd like to see if that improves enough to be SEC elite speed. I don't know that he'll get there. Speed's one of those things that you can improve upon, but you can't really, either you have it or you don't. Either you're slow or you're not. I mean, it's just what it is. But I do believe that route running is something he could work on, but everything else, you know, and another thing that the intangible stuff. I went and watched Brunswick High's spring game. And the one thing that really, well, there were a couple things, but one of the things that really stood out to me in the Brunswick High spring game that I went and saw was the entire team looked at Hezekiah Kent as the leader of the football team. It was very apparent with them on the field. And he was doing a lot of coaching for guys that played other positions than his. He knew, this was impressive to me, he knew, even though he didn't play that position, what another guy was supposed to be doing at that position. And when he saw that that wasn't happening, he would coach in a positive way, not dressing down the kid or beating him up about what he's not doing, but he would go to them and he would literally be the coach on the field, like, on this play, you are needing to do this, and here is why. Not only was he telling him what to do, he could literally tell him why to do it. Between the ears, it's there. There's a lot of things to like about Hezekiah Kent.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Florida Gators landed a huge commitment this past week. Brunswick High tight end Hezzy Kent committed to Florida earlier in the week in a press conference. Kent, who is a four-star tight end, chose the Gators over Texas, Florida State, and Miami. Kent said he wanted to commit to a school where he would be used as a pass-catching tight end and ultimately felt more comfortable with Florida. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your local and regional sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
When we were talking about Hezekiah Kent, there were not a lot of things to dislike about him. I read some articles about the All-Star Game, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, which were just ripping the thing to shreds. And quite frankly, those folks that wrote those articles ripping Major League Baseball and the All-Star Game and how Major League Baseball whiffed on the All-Star Game, you are dead wrong. Major League Baseball has hit a grand slam with the format of the All-Star Game and how they're doing it right now. This is a win, and it was proven by the ratings. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the Southern Sports Edition. com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, exit 29 in Brunswick. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. 7.2 million viewers for the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It is the highest rated All-Star Game of any sport ever. The highest rated All-Star Game of any sport ever. We're talking the NBA All-Star teams of the 1980s and the 1990s. We're talking the NFL Pro Bowl. We're talking every Major League Baseball All-Star Game that existed in the 1990s during the steroid era. No All-Star Game of any sport, NHL, throw that in there too, ever has been more watched than the one that we just had. I believe that Major League Baseball did a fantastic job. The city of Atlanta did a fantastic job. The ending format where Schwarber hits the three home runs, I mean, that was, you couldn't turn the channel. You get to the swing off, and there's no, and this is exactly what Major League Baseball and Fox wanted. They wanted a game that was competitive, that you're going to watch, and not be able to change the channel. Now, maybe you flip here and there throughout the course of the nine innings, but when you get to the swing off, you are not changing that channel. This is a home run for Major League Baseball. It's a home run for Fox and all of those folks. The viewership proves it. All of those folks that wrote the articles, I read one. It was like Major League Baseball doesn't know what they want their All-Star game to be. Yeah, they do. This. They want their All-Star game to be this. They want their All-Star game to be loved and to be fun and to be enjoyed by the fans, and they nailed it. They nailed it. Anybody that writes an article or says otherwise, you didn't watch. You didn't see it. Otherwise, you're not writing that article. And I get the thing with the kid from Milwaukee, the Mizorowski kid that, you know, he's been up for a couple of months maybe, and he made the All-Star team as a reserve selection. I get some of the criticism for that. Okay, fine. Baseball wants to market its young stars. Why not? Guys like me, the 44-year-old who grew up watching the 1990s era, the steroid era, and fell in love with that, and Major League Baseball is definitely not that now. You gotta cater to your younger stars, your younger crowd, and you do that with your younger stars. Baseball's not concerned with 44-year-old Jason Bishop. They've got him. Jason Bishop is going to watch the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Jason Bishop is going to watch the Atlanta Braves every single night. They're not concerned about winning Jason Bishop. They're concerned about winning 17-year-old Tommy Smith. They're concerned about winning 10-year-old Billy Jones. That's who they're going after. They're not concerned with me. They've already got me. They've won that war. And the other impressive thing for Fox is how much of a home run this is. Remember, baseball is an extremely regionalized sport, especially with its broadcast coverage. Basically, every Major League Baseball team has regional coverage. You can't watch the Anaheim Angels in Southeast Georgia. You can't do it. Unless they're playing the Braves. Other than that, you're not going to catch a Dodger game. You know, unless you have SNN, you're not going to catch the Yankees or the Mets. It's just not going to happen. So for Fox to have 7.2 million viewers in a sport that is extremely regionalized is a grand slam. It's a grand slam for Major League Baseball and especially for Fox. 7.2 million viewers for a sport that is heavily regionalized. The argument is the NFL and college football is a national sport, and baseball and the NBA, well, maybe not so much the NBA, but baseball and hockey, more regional sports. Well, the All-Star Game viewership certainly makes a point to argue that maybe, just maybe, baseball took a huge step forward in shedding that tag as a regional sport and firmly cementing their foothold to getting back to being a national brand. They got to get the Fox contract, which is what they have, is great as far as the coverage they get from Fox, but they need to have more games on the bigger networks more of the time. More games, more of the time outside of these regional networks. That's the key to winning. Market your stars. Baseball, good job. Good step forward.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust. Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Tired of looking at the old jewelry you don't wear anymore? Or do you have that ring that just rattles around in the drawer? Come on in to Cunningham Jewelers, July 23rd through the 25th, for our annual National Rarity Show. Turn old coins, old jewelry, gold, silver, sports memorabilia, and more into cash. That's July 23rd through the 25th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652. Or online at CunninghamJewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
I told you earlier that I was going to jump into SEC, ACC contenders, and that's what we're going to do. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. So I've got, you know, let's do the ACC first, and then we'll jump into the SEC maybe next segment, maybe. What I'm going to do is, every conference, I started thinking about this, every conference, who are the teams that I think are legitimate contenders to win that particular conference? And so the two conferences that we're not going to talk about today, maybe next show, just depends on, you know, how much of a newsworthy week it is. But the two conferences we're not talking about, the Big Ten and the Big 12. In the Big 12, I will go ahead and tell you, I think those contenders are Utah, Iowa State, and BYU. I think those are the three teams in the Big 12 that are probably among the top. In the Big 10, no big secret. Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon. Those are the three to me that just stand out. And, you know, I said this on the show last week. I saw where ESPN released like an early ranking where they had Penn State ranked number one. Now, I didn't agree with it. I understood the argument for it because of Allard, because Allard's the quarterback. And they've got a lot of talent around him. But they've got a proven, top-notch, potential All-American quarterback at Penn State. And I think that it does give them maybe even a heads advantage over Ohio State and certainly Oregon. So I understand the argument. Penn State, Ohio State, and Oregon for the Big Ten. Utah, Iowa State, and BYU for the Big 12. Now, in the ACC, my three contenders that I have are Clemson and Miami. No big surprises there, right? Clemson and Miami, but there's a third, and the third might shock you. And I'm not just saying this to say it. Like, I actually truly believe this. I think the third contender to win the ACC, all you got to do is just get there. You just got to get to the ACC championship game, and then who knows what happens when you get there. You just got to get there. The third contender for me is the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. I love what they've done, what Brent Key has done, instilled some toughness in that football team. I mean, they took Georgia to the brink however many overtimes, like 100 overtimes last year. This is a very talented physical football team that can play physically with anybody. Now, maybe they don't have the athletes. Maybe they don't have the flashy quarterback. But they're very fundamentally sound. They're very physical. They're going to beat you up in the trenches. They're going to win some football games, and they're going to be in it. Miami's schedule, that's where we'll start. They're going to open the season. This is, you know, technically a non-conference game. They're going to open the season against Notre Dame. That game will be in Miami. And then they will play Bethune-Cookman again in Miami, South Florida again in Miami, and then Florida again in Miami. Four straight home games for the Canes. They don't go on the road until after that, their fifth game. They'll go to Florida State, Doak Campbell, to play the Seminoles. They're at home for two more after that, Louisville and Stanford. Then they go on the road again to SMU. Then two more times, back-to-back games, at home, Syracuse, NC State, and then they finish on the road, two consecutive games against Virginia Tech and Pitt. So let me run this down. Notre Dame, that's tough, but that's a non-conference game. That doesn't affect them getting to the ACC championship game. It doesn't matter. Bethune-Cookman, South Florida, and Florida, none of those games matter about them getting to the ACC championship game. They're all non-conference. Florida State, that one matters. They're on the road. Louisville, Stanford, SMU, Syracuse, NC State, Virginia Tech, and Pitt. All of those games matter for them getting to the ACC championship game. Now, I've got some games with question marks beside them. Tough games that I don't know that they'll win. I can see it going either way. I really like Miami, by the way. If I'm going to give you a pick to win the ACC, it's the Miami Hurricanes. I'm picking them to win. Notre Dame's going to be a tough one. The game against Florida, they're going to be at home. I said this at the beginning of the show, Billy Napier needs some big wins. And you remember Miami decimated the Gators early last year, decimated them. I think Florida's got a different mindset after the 8-win season with the bowl win. Different mindset, different personnel. I think Florida goes to Miami and gives them some problems. So that's another game I've got a question mark by. And other than that, those two games, which are both non-conference, those are the only games I'm really worried about for Miami. I don't think they're going to have problems going to Doak Campbell. Maybe they will. I don't think so. I think they'll go to Florida State and Tallahassee and win. Louisville, Stanford, SMU, Syracuse, NC State, Virginia Tech, and Pitt. Now, maybe the Virginia Tech-Pitt slot here with back-to-back road games, maybe they get tripped up in one of those two games, but they're going to be favored. The entirety of their conference schedule, they're going to be favored. Miami has got a very real chance of getting through this thing undefeated. Conference play, undefeated. We'll jump into the other two, Clemson and Georgia Tech, on the other side of the break. I really like Miami. I think they're going to win the whole ACC. College football playoff awaits the Hurricanes.
Summer is in full swing and back to school will be here before you know it. Don't stress, because Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide has you covered. Swing in to both locations in the Shops at Sea Island next to Harris Teeter for the best selection of AFCO, Johnny O, Duckhead, and more. Tons of Bulldogs and Braves apparel, too. Lots from Mom and Dad as well. The best ladies' shoe collection on St. Simon's Island. Come on in to Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide. And let us keep your family in style.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnow's Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
All right, we got to finish up these ACC contenders. I told you I like Clemson, Miami, and surprise Georgia Tech to contend for ACC titles. I ran down the Miami schedule: Notre Dame, Bethune-Cookman, South Florida, Florida, Florida State, Louisville, Stanford, SMU, Syracuse, NC State, Virginia Tech, and Pitt. All right, let's jump into the Clemson side of things. So Clemson's going to open with LSU, non-conference. That's at home. I don't know if that's at home or if that's a neutral site. I'll find that out. Troy, and then they're going to go to Georgia Tech at home against Clemson, to North Carolina, to Boston College, at home SMU, Duke, and Florida State, back to the road against Louisville, at home against Furman, and then the big rivalry game at the end of the year on the road in Columbia against South Carolina. All right, so the games that I have question marks by with Clemson, LSU, again, non-conference, doesn't really matter. I've got a question mark on the Georgia Tech game. They've got to go to Atlanta to play that game. Georgia Tech is going to be, that's an early season game too, so that's going to be a hyped-up place. Hyped Hyundai Field at Bobby Dodd Stadium or whatever they're doing in downtown Atlanta, whatever they're calling that thing. I hope to goodness that the Georgia Tech fans show up, pack that place out, and get loud, because Georgia Tech's got a chance, a real chance, to win that game. And if they do, it's pretty much announcing to the world that they are legitimate ACC contenders. Syracuse, no problem there. A couple of games I've got question marks. They've got this little stretch right here on the road, back-to-back games, North Carolina and Boston College. I don't know that Clemson will get both of those. I feel like that there's going to be a trip game. North Carolina is a good football team. I think with Bill Belichick, they'll be better than what we've seen. I think Boston College is a good football team. That's a tough back-to-back two-game stretch. And then I've got the question mark around South Carolina, which, you know, that's not a conference game. It's a non-conference. Doesn't affect them. So really the only conference games for Clemson that I'm like, I don't know, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, and Boston College. And I don't think they're going to lose both the North Carolina and the Boston College game. I think they get one and maybe drop one, get tripped up somewhere. I don't think they lose them both. If they lose to North Carolina, I think they get Boston College. If they beat North Carolina, I think Boston College gets them. But circle that Georgia Tech game, because that is going to be an early indicator of what's going to go on in the ACC. Over with Georgia Tech, at Colorado, Gardner Webb, Clemson, Temple, at Wake, Virginia Tech at home, at Duke, Syracuse at home, at NC State, at Boston College, Pitt at home, and then they're at home against Georgia. Okay, so the games I have question marks by, of course, the Clemson game, the Boston College game concerns me a little bit there toward the end of the season, and of course, the Georgia game. On paper, Georgia is way better. Georgia Tech, two. I only have question marks by two of their conference games. Just two. Boston College and Clemson. They've got a very favorable schedule. Wake Forest, they're on the road in that game, but it's Wake Forest. Virginia Tech, I think that'll be a tough game, but it's at home. I like Georgia Tech to get it. They go to Duke. Okay, that's not that difficult. They're at home against Syracuse. I think they'll be favored there as well. Then they go on the road to NC State. They should win that one. The on-the-road game at Boston College. Again, question mark game. I'm not really sure. I think Georgia Tech is a better football team than Boston College. But Boston College has made a tradition of ups, and that's a late-season game, too. Georgia Tech's going to have, if they get by Clemson, they'll have all the momentum in the world cruising on cruise control into the ACC championship game only to get tripped up by Boston College. Boy, that would hurt. And then Pitt at home, and then, of course, they'll get Georgia, which is a non-conference game, so the outcome of that game will not matter. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA Baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. That's J-A-X-Shrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable family fun. Okay, so the three contenders I have for the ACC, Clemson, Miami, Georgia Tech. Conference schedule only, because we've got time constraints. Conference schedule only for Miami, at Florida State, at home against Louisville, at home against Stanford, on the road to SMU, at home against Syracuse, at home against NC State, on the road, back-to-back, Virginia Tech and Pitt. It's not that tough. Clemson, conference schedule only, at Georgia Tech, at home against Syracuse, at North Carolina, at Boston College, at home against SMU, at home against Duke, at home against Florida State, on the road with Louisville. That's probably the toughest of the three. Clemson probably has the most difficult of the three. The Georgia Tech game, North Carolina, and Boston College games, and maybe even the Florida State game. It's a tough road. Georgia Tech at home against Clemson, at Wake Forest, at home against Virginia Tech, at Duke, at home against Syracuse, at NC State, at Boston College, at home against Pitt. Their toughest is by far Clemson. Maybe they get tripped up by Boston College in the end, like I just said, but you're talking Clemson and Boston College as being two potential hiccups conference-wise. Georgia Tech gets that Clemson game. They may go under if they get that Clemson game and they don't get tripped up by Boston College. Can you imagine Georgia Tech going through their ACC schedule undefeated? That would be nuts. Georgia Tech in the college, I mean, all you got to do is get there. Just get to the ACC championship game, because anything can happen once you get there. I'm picking Miami and Georgia Tech. I am. I'm doing it. I'm picking Miami and Georgia Tech in the ACC championship game. Now, I'm going to pick Miami to win and get to the college football playoff. But as long as Georgia Tech gets there, you just never know. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. I'm going ahead and telling you, Georgia Tech and Miami for the ACC championship. Winners in the college football playoff. Go Jackets!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, MulletBayRestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. You get it. We both have layers.
The Island Players Young People's Summer Workshop proudly presents Shrek Jr. the Musical, based on the DreamWorks animated picture. July 16th through July 27th at the Casino Theater on St. Simon's Island. Bring the whole family. Tickets are just $15. For showtimes and to buy tickets, check out theislandplayers.com. Doors open 30 minutes before showtime.
God, it feels like we're just flying through this show. All right, so I gave you the ACC contenders, teams that I like to be in the conversation to win an ACC championship game. Remember, I picked Miami and Georgia Tech to play for it. In the SEC, I've got four contenders, legitimate. And really, I feel like there's only three, but I'm putting a fourth one in there just out of respect, because I respect Alabama. But I don't think they're a legitimate contender, if I'm being 100% honest with you. But I'm going to put them in anyway, and they will be discussed. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports, the most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea. All right, so I told you I got Alabama as a contender, mostly out of respect, maybe a token pick, right? The other three teams, Georgia, Texas, and LSU. Those are my three teams that I think, and Alabama, my four teams, that I think could win the whole dang thing. So with Georgia's schedule, Marshall at home, Austin Peay at home. They go on the road to Tennessee. They get Alabama at home. They get Kentucky at home. They go on the road to Auburn. They get Ole Miss at home. They get the game against Florida. At Mississippi State, they get Texas at home, Charlotte, and then they go to Georgia Tech. So games I have question marks with: Tennessee, Alabama. I've got a question mark by the Ole Miss game, and I've got a question mark by the Texas game. Now, by no stretch of imagination do I believe that Georgia's going to lose all of those question mark games. But going to Knoxville is a tough place to play. You've got to respect that. You've got to put a question mark by that game. Now, do I think Georgia goes there and wins? Sure I do. Absolutely. I've got a question mark by the Alabama game. Alabama has given Kirby Smart, actually, this goes past Kirby Smart. Alabama has given Georgia fits for 25 years. The last time Georgia, well, Georgia did beat Alabama for a national championship a couple of years ago or several years ago, whatever it was. But before that, Georgia had not beaten Alabama since 2007. Georgia's beaten Alabama one time since 2008. That's insane. That is nuts. And it's not like they barely play. They played a good many times. Alabama has really had Georgia's number. So I've got a question mark by that game. The Ole Miss game, the reason I have a question mark beside it is because it's where it is on the schedule. It's after the Auburn game where Georgia will be going on the road to Auburn and then before the Georgia-Florida game. So where it's scheduled scares me. And Ole Miss is a good football team. So I think there's potential for maybe a trap game for Ole Miss to maybe get Georgia there, at least make that game close. And I do think Ole Miss will give Georgia a scare, but I think Georgia wins the game. The other game I have a question mark beside, of course, is the Texas game. I said this a couple of weeks ago. Texas is my pick to win the whole thing. Texas, in my opinion, is the best team in the country. In my opinion, Texas is going to win the SEC championship. I'll get to them in a minute. But that's a tough game. Now, Georgia does get that game at home. The game's in Athens. So that's a huge advantage. And remember, last year, Georgia went up different quarterback. But Georgia went up to Texas and just dog-sledded them. So, anyway, conference games, Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, Auburn, Ole Miss, Florida, Mississippi State, Texas. Okay, for Texas, they'll open the season on the road at Ohio State, at home San Jose State, at home UTEP, at home Sam Houston. They go on the road to Florida, at home against Oklahoma, on the road Kentucky, on the road Mississippi State. They're at home against Vanderbilt. They go on the road to Georgia, at home against Arkansas and Texas A&M. All right, so the question mark games, Ohio State, which doesn't count because it's non-conference, but going to Florida, that's going to be a really tough game. Florida's going to be ready to win that football game, especially in the swamp. That's going to be a tough game. Don't be stunned if Texas drops that football game. The other question mark, of course, they got to go to Georgia, and then they're hosting A&M. A&M is going to be an underrated team. I think they're going to be better than what most people think. Golly, I mean, that's a brutal conference schedule. Florida, Georgia, A&M, all in the same schedule. Don't forget the Oklahoma game, the Red River Shootout or Red River Rivalry, whatever they want to call it now. LSU at Clemson, Louisiana Tech at home, Florida at home, Southeast Louisiana at Ole Miss, at home against South Carolina, at Vandy, at home against A&M, at Alabama, at home against Arkansas, at home against Western Kentucky, and then on the road at Oklahoma. So I've got question marks beside Clemson, the opener. That doesn't count, non-conference. Question mark with the Florida game. I don't really know what to make of Florida yet, but I think that's going to be a tough game. I've got question marks by the Texas A&M game and, of course, by the Bama game. They've got to go on the road, got to go to Tuscaloosa to play Alabama. So, that's tough. And A&M and Alabama are back-to-back for LSU. It is never easy to win back-to-back games against two really good teams in the SEC. Alabama's schedule, again, this is just kind of out of respect as a token gift from Jason Bishop to the Alabama fans because of all the success. I don't really think you're winning the SEC. At Florida State, Louisiana Monroe versus Wisconsin at home, at Georgia, Vanderbilt at home, at Mizzou, Tennessee at home, South Carolina on the road, LSU, Oklahoma, both at home, Eastern Illinois at home, and then at Auburn. Okay, so the question mark games, obviously at Georgia. They've had Georgia's number, so, you know, maybe the benefit of the doubt. The game against Tennessee, of course, Tennessee got them last year. The game at South Carolina, I think South Carolina is going to be a lot better. They played certainly, you know, very well down the stretch last year. We'll see. The LSU game, you got to put a question mark by it. Big-time rivalry between them and Alabama. And, you know, going to Auburn for Alabama, you never know. You never know in the Iron Bowl what's going to happen. Crazy things like the kick six. I mean, you just don't know. So if I'm going to pick, the two teams that I think are going to be playing for an SEC championship are Texas and Georgia. Texas and Georgia for the SEC championship game, and I'm picking Texas to win the SEC and to win the whole dang thing.
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Florida Gators landed a huge commitment this past week. Brunswick High tight end Hezzy Kent committed to Florida earlier in the week in a press conference. Kent, who is a four-star tight end, chose the Gators over Texas, Florida State, and Miami. Kent said he wanted to commit to a school where he would be used as a pass-catching tight end and ultimately felt more comfortable with Florida. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your local and regional sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.